we've been studying from the New Testament things that are important to understand concerning the New Testament church. Sometimes there's a great deal of difficulty today to ascertain exactly what the church should be doing, what it should call itself, what it should call its members, and other things because of so much false doctrine that has been taught in the world. My friends, it's not possible to go to the works of men and find out the teachings of God. If we want to know the teachings of God, we must turn to the teachings of the New Testament or the teaching of the Old Testament, the matters of doctrine, teaching of the New Testament today, to find the doctrine or the will of God. As we turn to the New Testament, we have found that the New Testament calls those individuals Christians that are following Jesus Christ. A Christian is more than an individual that just believes in Jesus Christ. It's an individual that has been baptized into Jesus Christ. An individual that has heard the gospel message, has submitted himself to the will of God, and been baptized for the remission of sins. The term applies then to only those who have obeyed the will of God. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Therefore, the name Christian is only applied to those who do the will of the Heavenly Father. It simply is not a generic name that applies to everyone who might just believe in Jesus Christ. When we talk about the Christian is a member. The Christian is a member of the body of Jesus Christ. By making such a statement, what we are saying is that when we look at Jesus Christ is pictured as the body of Christ or as the New Testament church. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27, Paul said, "Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular." The American Standard Version says, "Now ye are the body of Christ and members individually." What that says is that we each and every person that has obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ and has been baptized into Jesus Christ has become part of the body of Christ. Individually, they are a member, a part, a functioning part of the body of Jesus Christ. Now, when one has obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ and become part of the body of Jesus Christ, then he is part of that body that is submissive to the headship of Christ. What we must recognize is